We have a bit of sad news to start off the cinema chat today, except for the celebrating each other. Ray Harryhauser, who most people don't know, but 92-year-old filmmaker who was a special effects expert back in the days before there were
computers. Stop action stuff.
Exactly. So the Seventh Voyage of Sinbad and Jason and the Argonauts relied very heavily on his stop action animation. He was inspired by King Kong. He grew up and was a kid in the 30s. I mean, he was about to be an adult in his 30s, and he actually started doing some of his stop action stuff back in the 30s.
Thinking, how can I meet Fay Wray?
No, he was focused on the gorilla or the huge King Kong character.
And therein lies the problem.
And he was childhood friends with Ray Bradbury, the science fiction author, and so they had a lifelong relationship in terms of bringing stories to life. And he actually was a huge inspiration to Steven Spielberg and George Lucas and Peter Jackson.
Who were really enamored with special effects, although they took it to an entirely different level.
You know, Spielberg and Lucas came of age in the 50s and 60s, so they were right when his work was very prominent in theaters. And he was doing B pictures. But obviously, comic books and science fiction tales have come to be much more core rather than B picture kind of stuff. So the whole generation, or many of the current filmmakers or filmmakers of the previous generation, are thought of as being inspired by Ray Harryhauser. So anyway, the next time you see a goofy stop animation film from the 50s or 60s, see if Ray Harryhauser's involved and look for the craft, because there's a tremendous amount of craft in what he did. And it was very inspirational to a generation of filmmakers.
And try and look at it through the lens of the time period as opposed to the special effects
Absolutely.
We've become accustomed to today.
It's like silent films can be appreciated for what they are, and early special effects can be appreciated for what they are.
Right.
The Cannes Film Festival is coming up. It's going to open on May 15th with The Great Gatsby. The longtime president, not the programmer director of the festival, who's Terry Frimeau, but Gilles Jacobs is retiring. He's 83, and he's got this festival and two more in him. So he'll retire when he's 85. That is an inspiration to all of us who are involved in the entertainment and cinema world.
Okay. if I have to work till I'm 85, I just want to stop now.
Well, three documentary filmmakers got together to celebrate the opening of an all-documentary film theater in New York City. Michael Moore, Alex Gibney, and Morton Spurlock.
Wow, that sounds like a tough sell.
Well, it's 73 seats. Theater.
So small theater.
It's part of the Downtown Community Television Central's brand, so that's a downtown New York City. You can do things in New York City that you can't do other places. And actually, there's a long tradition of newsreel theaters and that kind of thing that took place in big cities.
I love documentaries. I mean, it sounds great.
And there's a tremendous amount of documentaries that are churned out. So you figure 73 seats and in the world's biggest cultural city, that might be kind of interesting. Mayor Bloomberg was there and lots of other dignitaries. So we'll see how that goes. But our Michigan buddy, Michael Moore, right in the center of it. Not a surprise, because he is certainly an advocate for documentary films, even if he's not everybody's cup of tea. Now, 1 month from today, Thursday, June the 6th, the Cinetopia International Film Festival opens up at the Michigan Theater, and it's going to take place at the Michigan Theater, the State Theater,
and
Angel Hall Auditorium on the campus of the University of Michigan, and the Detroit Institute of Arts, Detroit Film Theater.
And that's an exciting expansion this time around.
It is. I mean, our hope was to grow the Cinetopia Festival into a regional film festival, like all the big cities in most of the big cities in the country have film festivals, Cleveland, Chicago, Los Angeles, Atlanta, on and on and on. The Detroit area doesn't have an international film festival of large scale. Now, we certainly have the Ann Arbor Film Festival in Ann Arbor, and it's wonderful, but it's an experimental film festival. It's short films, and there's all kinds of films that show at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, but experimental films are thought of as being non-narrative, non-story-based short films. And this is a festival that focuses on story-based feature-length films. We'll do shorts and do some other things, but mostly it's feature-length story-based films.
They are festivals that in concept should supplement each other quite well.
Absolutely. They're completely different genres. We've got the Jewish Film Festival in at the Michigan Theater this week. It wraps up today, and so there's lots of rooms for lots of film festivals, but this should be the big film festival. Now, there's 43 different feature-length films that are playing. We're doing a tribute to Robert Altman, which is very cool, including a film that he shot in Ann Arbor. We're doing a little tribute to Mary Pickford. We're doing a tribute to Jim Bernstein, who's a Michigan-based screenwriter that's active right now. But mostly we're showing films, contemporary films from the United States, independent films, and all over the world. We open up with a documentary concert film that features Iggy Pop and the Stooges called The Tribute to Ron Ashton, which should be a lot of fun. A Haunter, which is an Ann Arbor native, wrote the screenplay that premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival called Haunter, and Let My People Go, which is a foreign language film that's just a lot of fun. And that's going to be, that's just opening
so
now.
So again, it opens 1 month from today, and we'll be looking forward to that. And I assume that between now and then, we'll talk much more about it.
Yes, you can get your tickets at CinetopiaFestival.org or the Michigan Theater website. But opening this week, opening tomorrow, and it opens everywhere. We're proud to have it at the Michigan Theater, but it opens everywhere. It's the opening film of the Cannes Film Festival, which opens on the 15th, but it's opening in the United States on the 10th. The Great Gatsby, which is Baz Luhrmann's version. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, the two first-run films that are opening widely, The Great Gatsby and Peoples, both have 50-50 reviews. Not the critics are not enamored with it. The Hollywood Reporter loved The Great Gatsby. The cast is first rate. The ambient story provided a measure of intoxication, and most importantly, the core thematic concerns pertaining to the American dream, self-reinvention, love lost, regained, lost again, are tenaciously addressed.
Now, Kenneth Turan, not so much.
Not so much. He was not a big fan of the film. And, you know, this is the problem with turning a literary work into a dramatic work. You have to translate it into a visual form. And Baz Luhrmann chose to make it very opulent. One of the things that they say about The Great Gatsby as a work of literature, it's really about the text, the writing. The story isn't quite as meaty, but the writing is just brilliant and dazzling. And so he tried to take that dazzling literary piece and translate
it
into
a
dazzling visual piece, which everyone says it's dazzling, whether they like the film or not, and it's how much you accept that dazzling quality. But everybody likes Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays Gatsby. In fact, Kenneth Turan, although he's had general reservations about the film, really liked DiCaprio and said DiCaprio's performance reminded him as Orson Welles as the youthful and energetic Charles Foster Kane in Citizen Kane. So that's pretty high.
That's pretty
praise
high praise.
Right there.
Yeah, exactly.
So
right.
Come check it out.
What's this? People's thing?
People's is a film that stars Craig Robinson, Kerry Washington, and a Detroit native who I went to school with, David Alan Greer, who was in who's been in a lot of really cool things. But it's about this African-American family that's having a gathering in the Hamptons, and Craig Robinson's character comes in. His precious daughter, played by Kerry Washington, is going to marry into this family, and he's kind of a fish out of water. But you know, he learns to appreciate the family and all that they do.
I think Tyler Perry's production company put this out.
So he didn't direct it,
right? But it's got that. It's going to have that feel.
It does. And so anyway, and again, the reviews are 50-50 on it. But it's got a great cast, and you know, Detroit native David Alan Greer, who was a featured player in Living Color, and then Mud is another film that's playing and opening up at the State Theater, and I saw this at Sundance, and I liked it a lot. And it's about these two boys who it takes place in contemporary Arkansas, but they really remind you of Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer. They're both kind of a blend of Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer, and they go out on this island around, and they're very excited because they're in a flood. A boat was put in the top of the tree, and they're gonna turn this into their tree house. And they get out there, and they're climbing up the tree, and then they discover somebody's living in there, and it turns out to be Matthew McConaughey's character, whose name is Mud. And he says, "Well, you know, I'm in kind of trouble, and my girlfriend's gonna meet me here in this town, but I can't show my face. You know, can you help me out? Can you bring me some food?" And they kind of, you know, reluctantly, because they're disappointed about not having their treehouse, and they're not quite sure about this guy, but they decide to help him out. And it's this secret thing that they don't tell their parents about. It's just them. And come to find out that he really is a troubled guy. He doesn't cause them trouble at all, but it ends up with a big shootout, and everybody's in threat, but everybody comes through okay. And actually, I enjoyed the film quite a bit because of the boys, because of the family context. So Mud opens up at the State Theater on Friday. And then if you like Studio Gabriel, Miyazaki, the Japanese animator, work, Up From Poppy Hill is his latest work, and it is beautiful. It's very well reviewed. It's about 1963 Japan and these kids, and go check it out. It's going to be playing at the Michigan Theater. On Friday night, it's Lady Nights for the downtown Ann Arbor area, so we got some special things going on there. And if you haven't seen The Company You Keep and The Sapphires, go check them out, because they're going to go away quick, and they're real crowd pleasers.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.